A weekend of traditional music in the Mexican capital. The event is Son Para Milo, a cultural festival that highlights the great diversity of Mexican folk music. And perhaps more importantly, a perfect excuse to bust a move.
We feel a tremendous pride because this music style is from our region in Mexico. We enjoy dancing to it because we like to represent our state wherever we go.
Son Para Milo began as a way for artists to honor beloved Mexican choreographer Emilio Rojas Aragon, who passed away in 2002. Today, the festival has grown into one of the city's most important annual cultural events, one that encourages visitors of all ages to hit the dance floor.
This year, the Son Para Milo Cultural Festival is celebrating its 20th anniversary. The occasion has drawn some 80 different musical groups and performances representing nearly every corner of Mexico.
One of the most attractive aspects of the festival is watching visitors proudly donning traditional attire. After being shut down for 2 years due to COVID-19 restrictions, the festival has made a big comeback, giving visitors an introspective look at cultural heritage through more than 30 genres of Mexican folk music.
What if communities all around the world turn to look at their own traditions? The cultural wealth of Latin American countries is immense, but we're often forced to listen to just one type of music, like reggaeton, which is horrible.
Event organizers say they hope the festival will continue to grow and attract more international visitors who are curious about the great many customs and traditions that make up Mexican culture. Manuel Rapallo, Al Jazeera, Mexico City.